doctor's records is for you. Updated in real time and available on demand at birthnet.com/APR and optimized for tablet and mobile. The APR Online is the place for instant access to a wealth of information on North American thoroughbreds dating back more than a century. The annual price, $275. Visit birthnet.com/APR and discover why American Produce Records has been the choice of bloodstock and racing professionals for generations and why a new generation is using APR Online.
The total package, those are creative calls. His credentials at stud. He won grade one stakes and over $1 million. His sire won grade one stakes, earned over $3 million. He's topped the North American sire list 3 times and was the leading sire on the juvenile sire list just last year. Your dam won grade one stakes, won over $1 million, and she's a grade one producer. Now, his first foals, yearlings this year, are looking to act like runners just like their sire. Just exactly how good was creative cause? Well, let's put it this way. He never saw a horse he couldn't beat. In an exceptional crop of top-class runners, he beat every horse he ever faced, including the likes of I'll Have Another, Bodemeister, Union Rags, Paintner, Handsome, Gemologist. Go take a look at Creative Cause at Mr. and Mrs. Bird and C. Jones Airdrie Stud. He's by emerging sire of Sire's Giants Causeway. He stands for a fee of $15,000 live foal. In stakes last weekend, the $100,000 Suncoast Stakes at Tampa was won by Include Betty, a 3-year-old filly by Include, bred by Lavin Bloodstock and Brereton C. Jones. Like Creative Cause, Grade 1 sire Include stands at Airdrie Stud. So keep in mind that the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit. Well, good morning, everyone, and we are here at the Thoroughbred Training Center out on the Paris Pike. Fire's out, and we're in pretty good shape out here. Everything is normal, except for some of my guests here.
You ever see the movie Young Frankenstein?
Did I have
Young Frankenstein?
This is Chris McCarron talking now. Why would I go see something called Young Frankenstein?
Well, it's a Mel Brooks movie from way back, and Marty Feldman. He was charged with the responsibility of getting the brain that Gene Wilder was going to put in Frankenstein.
Uh-huh.
And he had two brains. One said normal, and the other one said AB normal.
Okay, AB normal?
Yeah, so Marty Feldman got Abby normal.
Oh.
He put the abnormal brain in Frankenstein.
Oh, okay.
That's me, abnormal.
Abnormal. Okay. Well, what are we going to do today? John Ward, is Doc here too? No,
not yet.
Oh, well, John Ward is going to come on in just a few minutes. Michael, can you hang around? Yeah. All right. Michael Blowen is here. Back, we've got enough people here to get a pretty good card game, don't you think?
Yeah, let's deal them.
Let's deal them is right. Oh, Dr. Waldridge won't be here. He's in Florida. Is that right, Michael?
I'm not sure when he's getting back.
Well, yeah, well, he wasn't getting back for the show because he said so. Michael Brown is here. We're going to get in touch with Steve Moody a little bit later on, and he's going to give us the winners of the 2 grade one stakes down at Gulfstream today. They're running a couple of stakes. Historic stakes in New York today. They run into Toboggan and the Withers. And both of them are grade three races now. I remember when they were... Well, the Withers used to run that right after or right before the Preakness. Didn't they run it before between the Preakness and the Belmont, the Withers?
They used to run it between the Derby and the Preakness.
Derby and the Preakness.
Yes.
Okay, I knew there was one way.
Because there were some horses that would run well in the Withers and come back in the Preakness.
Okay.
That's back when a horse can run back in a week.
Well, they won it in 19. The original one was in 1874. That was a little bit before my time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yours too, I guess.
Mile, right?
A little bit before my time.
And is that a mile? Is the Withers a mile?
Yes.
In the Toboggan, if I'm not mistaken, they had a straightaway at that time. It was a little bit downhill, and they nicknamed this race the Toboggan. It was 1890, I believe, when it was the first one.
That's the year you had the bug?
Yeah, right.
What are you laughing at, Jackie?
How'd you know?
I saw on Facebook yesterday. I'm going to fast forward to today, all right, as of yesterday, actually. Robbie Davis posted... that Dylan, his son, won the ladies' handicap at Aqueduct yesterday for Godolphin and Karen McLaughlin.
Is he riding up there regularly now?
Yes, he's riding up there, and I watched the replay, and so I posted on Facebook. If I didn't know better, I'd swear that was Robbie Davis on that filly, not Dylan, because he was patient. He took her back, sat comfortably, and I'm so proud of that little guy.
That's great. Yeah. Well, Jackie's riding real good, too.
When she can ride, yeah. They canceled again, I think, in Philadelphia yesterday.
Yeah.
There was no racing up there yesterday. But
she
she
must be among pretty close, the top 10 riders up there.
She's in the top 10. I think she's seventh in standing. She's winning about, averaging about 4 wins a week.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she's doing really well.
That's really.
And she rides them out, too.
Tough
she
as
she rides them out.
She rides them out.
She rides everything past the finish line.
Yeah, well, that's great. Did you teach her that?
I tried to.
Okay, well, what you got on your mind this morning?
Well, I wanted to come on here and talk about that fire that we experienced here at the Thoroughbred Center a few days ago. In the aftermath of that, my daughter, Stevie, went online to a company called GoFundMe.com, GoFundMe.com. Mm-hmm. It's a fundraising mechanism where people can just go on there and post what the incident was, what the disaster was, and people can go on there and just click on donate. And so I'm just here to say how proud I am of my daughter for starting that. And I looked at it this morning, and this community has, through that mechanism, has raised over $3,400 for these two students who lost their apartment here. One of them is a former student of mine. She's from North Carolina. She's down home with her folks now. And the other boy, David, is from Poway, California, and he's a current student of ours. And they lost everything.
Lost everything.
They lost the computers, all the clothing, you name it, they lost it.
I know that there were a couple of vehicles that burned up. Were there theirs, too?
Yes. Well, it wasn't David's, but Shanna's vehicle is totaled.
Yeah.
That is correct. Boy. Yeah. And she's very lucky. She was sleeping at the time of the fire. Her two-month-old German Shepherd puppy woke her up.
Wow.
And when I got to her at about 8 o'clock, I was home, and Scotty Moran called me and said that building was on fire, asked me if I had any Equisizers in there. And I said, yes, I do, and I rushed over there. And when I got to Shanna, the poor thing, she was covered in soot. I mean, she was very fortunate to get out of the building.
Yeah. Talked to the EMS this morning who was over there. He said she was very disoriented when she got out.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, she's lucky to be alive. And I stayed over there for 2.5 hours, and that's the closest I've ever been to a serious fire. And God bless these firefighters, because it's unbelievable how much courage they demonstrate and the will to get in there and save lives and save property. But that fire was a beast. It took them a long time to put that thing out.
Boy. And the tack shop's gone.
Yeah.
It's lucky that the wind was blowing in the direction where it didn't jump onto the roof of the main building over there.
That's
too.
True. Yeah. It was blown the other direction. But getting back, if anybody is... feels compelled to donate to this cause, you can go to GoFundMe, GoFundMe, all one word,
.com. GoFundMe.com.
That's correct. And
Jackie, write that down for your announcement.
She's already contributed.
She has?
Yeah, she's already. Oh, you didn't know that?
We're in trouble.
She's more generous than you thought.
Oh, holy cow. She's got that secret account.
And then after you go on there to GoFundMe.com, there's a zip code search. You just type in 40511 or Lexington, Kentucky, and that particular fundraising campaign will come right up.
Okay.
That's great.
Did you get that, Jackie?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Thanks so much for the opportunity, Russell. What else you want to talk about? I gotta make some space for Michael over here.
Okay. All right.
No, I just want to put in one plug when you're talking about the Withers, that Williamstown set the track record for the Withers.
Oh, that's one of your horses over there.